In our last show, we said that as class is totalitarian, there is no corner of our lives into which it is not insinuated. And thanks to Alice Miller, we now understand how that happened. She showed us clearly the nature of the child-rearing regimen, that under it, the child has no corner of his or her life left to him or herself. And that as Prince stands against the core messages of class, his songs, once discussed, show us our dilemma and serve as guides for escaping it. A television show my son watches has as its theme robots trying to escape their quote-unquote conditioning. Clearly, he said, a metaphor for our dilemma, trapped in the abusiveness of class. Versions of this theme, The Matrix was one, he said. How to break out of your conditioning must be up for us right now. I'm seeing it a lot. What's the solution? I asked him.
Hey, whoop it up, yo.
So I added, because Prince saw the problem and answered it in numerous songs beginning some 35 years ago. Let's Go Crazy is probably the best known. Quote from Let's Go Crazy. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be all right. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. Could the problem and solution be stated any more succinctly than Prince does in Let's Go Crazy? The problem, we have forfeited an independent thought process. We have surrendered our will to authority. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. And the solution, we need to develop our thought process, for as Alice Miller explains, force, coercion, abuse, the bedrock qualities of class, stunts it. The answer is to do what your body wants. Listen to your body, as freedom of the body leads to freedom of the mind. So brilliant. So condensed, however, it needs to be unpacked. But how did he learn this so young?